You're listening to Vectis Radio, and we're going to introduce now our newest version of the 4Ps student. Our newest student is Gracie Fields. No, it's not. It's Grace Roberts. I knew that. I was just pulling your leg. How are you?
Morning. I'm good, thank you.
Are you very nervous?
Not really. I'm okay.
You said all morning.
Yeah, but now we're in here, I'm feeling better.
Oh, yeah, you do look a bit cocky in your chair there.
No.
You do. Anyway, Grace, how old are you?
I'm 17.
And what school do you go to?
The sixth form. Which? Island sixth form, Note Hill.
Oh, right, Note Hill, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got to ask you a quick question. It's just chucking it out there. I walked by, we go on a walk every day, me and my wife, and it's not the same walk, but we take a variety of walks around Newport.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the walks is if you walk down a hill, and I forget, it's Mount Pleasant Road or something like that, and you can see into what used to be known as the big playground.
Yeah.
And then you've got an upstairs, and the upstairs looks a bit sort of, I don't know, the windows look a bit ropey. It looks like they might be doing some work. So is that available when you go into the school? Are you allowed to go upstairs?
Yeah, all the art rooms are upstairs. The whole building's available, but they've got those scaffolding on at the moment. So
that's,
I think,
right.
It might be under building. Yeah, it is a bit old, the building.
Yeah, I think they're fixing the windows because it just looked derelict from the outside. It does. I don't know, it probably looks a lot better from the inside.
Yeah.
So what sort of things are you into?
I'm into fashion journalism. That's why I'm here, to try and do a bit of experience in the industry. I'm into English, reading.
What was the last thing you read?
The last thing I read was Mrs. Dalloway.
Oh, crikey, what's that?
Virginia Woolf.
Oh, right, okay. God, blimey, that's a bit... are they thick books?
No, it was a little skinny one.
Oh, right, okay. What other things do you read that I might have heard of?
You would have heard of that. It's a classic.
Oh, no.
The Great Gatsby.
Yeah,
I've read
Great
that.
Gatsby. So you say fashion journalists... that's what you were. How do we do that on the radio then? How does that work?
I don't know.
We're going to give it a go though, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're into journalism as well?
Yeah.
Just ordinary bog standard journalism?
I think so.
I annoyed you earlier on because I said about the you're losing your 2 weeks holiday in October.
I don't want 2 weeks in October. It rains. I'd rather have the longer summer. But they're pushing it into Christmas now, apparently.
See, that's what most people are saying. They want it in summertime.
Yeah.
Because then they can have 6 weeks,
and
like
we already
it used
get
to be.
2 weeks at Christmas.
Yeah. And everyone's ill at Christmas, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right. So what sort of other hobbies have you got?
I like sewing, and I like art and doing stuff like that. I like making stuff.
So you said sewing.
I like sewing.
It's lovely to hear. It really is, because I think those sorts of things, we've lost that skill. We'll be very careful, otherwise it's gone for good. But you still do it. So
yeah.
What inspired you to be a sewer?
I don't know. My mum's always sewed, so is my nanny. We've got a sewing machine. We just do a lot of like crafts and that, I guess, at home.
How
always.
Brilliant. And it goes with it, obviously, you want it to be a big fashion icon as well. I mean, that's it works, doesn't it? I mean, it does. I just think it's a lovely thing to be able to sew with your nan and your mum and so on, and not feel like somebody's... and I'm not taking a mickey. It's just that you don't very often hear somebody say, oh, yeah, love sewing, love doing this. That's like very... And you used the term, but you didn't want to put it on your page. It's very sort of old womany-like, isn't it?
Yeah.
On the surface, it is.
Yeah.
But what a great skill that is.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favourite stitch?
Hey.
Well, you do stitches, don't you?
Oh, I don't. Back
crochet,
stitch.
Back
it's practical.
Stitch. Oh, yeah. I think it's brilliant. How did you feel? I don't know whether you saw it or not, but the guy that was diving for the United Kingdom at the Olympics, in between dives.
Oh, Tom Daly.
Yeah, he was doing his knitting.
Knitting.
So do you do a bit of knitting as well?
No, I can't knit.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Left-handed, so it's harder to learn. You have to do it a different way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never knew that. So what sort of music are you into?
Loads of music. I like all different stuff. I like older stuff. I
Go
like
on.
New stuff.
Chuck some old stuff our way.
Old? What do you mean?
Well, just name something that you really like.
I like Lana Del Rey. That's not old.
Well, it's not old. No, that's kind of...
You want old stuff? I don't know.
70s disco?
No.
Bon Jovi?
No, I like more chilled music.
Beatles?
Beatles are quite like.
Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
Okay. What about classical music as well?
No.
Really?
Not really.
See, I think classical and sewing goes together.
Yeah, but no. It does go together, but I'm sewing in a new, like, you know.
Okay. So how long are you going to be here with us?
I don't know. However long.
Well, until you get bored. Until you get bored. And then what's what do you want? I mean, you're 17, so you get the chance to win. When do you go to university if you want to?
So I have to apply in December, so I'll go the following year, so a year from September.
Okay.
So a year from now. And it's a long way away.
It's not. It'll soon whistle by. Between now and December?
Is when I need to apply.
Yeah.
And then a year from now, I'll be going to uni.
That's just a matter of weeks for the first step.
Yeah.
And then a year and a bit for the second step. It'll whistle by. Yeah. So does it all depend on what you get grade-wise?
Mm-hmm. We've had our mocks. Our predicted grades have all come through, so we just need to do the actual exams next year and then you see what you get.
Okay, and fingers crossed for you.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. So then you're going to go to university and study what?
Fashion journalism, hopefully. But I'm also going to apply to some normal journalism courses just so... You know, I've got some backup options. You can apply to 5 different unis, so...
All right, which ones are you...
Got some options.
Where do you want to end up?
London. I want to go to a London uni, I think. Okay. Or a big city somewhere. A bit of a change from here.
Okay. It will be a bit of a change from here if you go to London, I guarantee
that.
Yeah, but
I feel like you need a change. You need to be further away. Because I've been looking at some other places like Winchester, but it's a little bit too... Close and quiet, maybe. Do you know what I mean?
You like the noisy lifestyle then?
Well, I just think it'd be nice to have a change just for those few years.
Okay, that sounds interesting. That's going to be a bit of a culture shock. So how do you prepare yourself from the Isle of Wight to London?
I don't know. I haven't been yet. Don't ask me.
Have you always lived on the island?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is going to be a culture shock.
Yeah, I know.
Good luck with that one. Have you got anybody in the family that's taken that step before?
What, gone to uni?
Yeah, not just uni, but uni in London.
No.
No, right, okay. Okay, well, good luck with that.
Big ambitions.
Well, no, good for you. I mean, it's good to be ambitious. Mm-hmm. It really is. You don't meet many 17-year-olds that know what they want to do. And you sound like you know what you've got to do, but what you want to do. And what's lovely is that, you know, you want to go into fashion, but you've already sort of, you know, you sew and you do those things and you think that's helping yourself, isn't it? I meet so many people that have no clue what they want to do. They might have an idea, but they haven't done anything to, you know, follow that through. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
You'll be here with us for a period of time. We're going to play some local tunage now. We've got some Mary Collis on the way after a quick jingle.